A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Falchirkadi on Taspanta Show, Tasul Agi, Gumunish of Tatnaf, Os Argora.
Oh, Tommy Cahalan. Do you see the way he put the G in front of Argora?
Why would you need to do that now?
I don't ask me anything technical about the language, but I think you have to put R.
Grammar, why did you use that? Is that the Mokanilok?
No, our Mokanilok was on our on Gianoitu.
Your finger, her sister.
On finger.
Sandra Canilok.
Yeah, Mo Canilach.
At the Gaeltacht.
She told you all about Mo then, did she?
You don't meet any more Mo's in your life, do you? Did you ever, I met one Mo, I know one Mo.
But sure, people who are called Maureen are called Mo.
There's no Maureen in my life, I don't know.
Maureen Sala.
Maureen
Sala. It takes me a minute to get jokes, but.
speaking of surnames, right, I was thinking there. I was driving through Bal the other day and I saw some.
Why?
I had to go to a funeral.
Yeah.
I had to go to a funeral.
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't pursue this.
Yeah, yeah. I was offered a gig today. The Irish Retail Awards.
Please tell me that is not true.
Would you shut up?
I was offered. What do you
tell
mean?
Tell me how this works.
You mean shut up?
No, because I know when he has the sneery high head in him.
The Irish Retail Awards.
Yeah, it's the Retail Excellence Awards, by the way. Not the Irish Retail Awards.
Oh, you're been pinned in against
it's the
them.
Retail Excellence
you're
Awards.
Been pitted
Irish
against
Retail is a totally other organisation, Tommy.
Is it really?
Tell me more about the offer you had.
No, he's getting it very defensive.
I'm not. I want to know.
He did it last year. He mustn't have.
I've done it for last.
Is that the gig I did with you up in Dublin?
No, that was another one. That was
First Central or Super Value or.
When did you?
One of the Marvel
tell me about
heroes.
Tell me about the Retail Excellence Awards.
They said to me, "Would I do 10 minutes of stand up for them?" And I said, "Tell me more." Tell me more, and they said it's in a hotel in Ghalia.
Yeah,
and I said
it's like a double book. It's like Cannon and Ball here. It's little and large.
And they said, "We just want you to do 10 or 15 minutes of stand up
after the dinner."
After the dinner,
yeah.
And my stuff and dinner does not go well together.
You're not people. After dinner.
No, I'm not an after dinner speaker. So I said, "So what's the shape of the night?" And they says, "Well, Hector's hosting it," and I says, "Well, you may fuck off." So, no, I said no to it because I wouldn't. Remember, we did that one up in Dublin.
Yeah,
and I don't think that I just think they were too. My stuff. You have to volunteer for my stuff rather than have it thrust upon you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some woman from Belmullish could be sitting there, and she might be completely opposed to.
Or just to, you know,
after dinner is a strange
so I said
time
no.
as well.
But anyway, yeah. You were in Bal. Going
I was
to a funeral.
I was driving through Bal. And I saw some of the great. There's some great names up there on the shop fronts. But then I saw Giblin's.
There's not that many shops in Bath.
No, there's not. You come sweeping around the top of the road and down into the. It's a lovely open.
Giblin's.
The
what a great name. So then I was thinking, if you could be reincarnated into an Irish family, you're coming back in a family with a different name, different world, different job. You're born into a new Irish family, Larita. What Irish family? Where and your surname? So I would be like. The Giblins. Imagine I come back as a
Henry
young
Henry Giblin.
No, Jerry Giblin. And my father's Johnny Giblin. The mother's Denise Giblin. And we're all mechanics and we're in Urlingford. And my dad is Giblins. A mechanic, and my brother's a mechanic, and we're the Giblins. And we're known far and wide for accident recovery, and we've four machines. And we are the lads that if you're broken down in Urlingford or anywhere in the catchment area, the Giblins, ring the Giblins.
Don't break down just because you have a breakdown.
Ring
you
Jerry.
Ring Jerry Giblin.
Jerry Giblin. No, but the Giblins, imagine, what's your name? Desi Giblin, Maureen Giblin, Jerry, Johnny Giblin. So what surname would you have? Where would you be born into? And what would the family do if we're coming back in a new life?
Well,
Anything, anywhere around the world.
One of my favourite surnames I heard first in Ballinasloe, I knew a lovely young lady, her name was Bernie. And she's one of the most, I was always attracted by her surname, Dudgeon.
Dudgeon?
Dudgeon. Bernie Dudgeon.
Yeah.
It's classic.
And I just thought, I would love to be one, I'd love to be a Dudgeon.
Tommy Dudgeon.
Derek Dudgeon.
Henry Dudgeon.
Spell Dudgeon. Spell Dudgeon.
Is it D-U-D-G...
The Dudgeons of Ballinasloe.
Oh, yeah, Dudgeons. Bernie. She's awful crack of a young one. Awful crack.
So
Dudgeon would be my surname and
choice. What do the family do? What does your family work at?
The Dudgeons would be solicitors. And
auctioneers.
Yeah, half the family would be in prison and the other half the family would be solicitors and barristers. And I'd be Henry Dudgeon.
Following your father's footsteps. Yeah, Henry Dudgeon and Sons.
Yeah, and where would you be from?
We would live in Tang. I fucking love Tang. Oh, I Tang. Love Tang.
Imagine a big house above in Tang. That's Dudgeons. That's all Dudgeons land. All as far as you can see. That's Dudgeons.
Half of them are inside, half of them are outside.
The Dudgeons of Tang. You know, isn't it like with those surnames, there's some clad, the Giblins. Where would you
An undertaker, it always, I'm always attracted to the job of an undertaker. I'd love to be, you know, follow, you know, out.
You're dressed like one anyway. So, yeah.
An undertaker.
What surname would you like to be in a new family? You're no more Blewitts. You come back in as a.
Blewitts would be odd enough now.
Yeah, Blewitts bad enough. Yeah, I mean, I want an ordinary name like Murphy or something.
It's not bad. It's just a bit.
I want a Murphy surname or an ordinary surname.
Birds.
The people
Billy
are
Bird,
going, oh, where'd you
Bird,
get that surname?
The birds.
Oh, I started watching Ozark.
Huey Blewitt.
Huey Blewitt in the news.
That was my father.
The
Jay
Giles Band. Huey Blewitt in the news. Huey Blewitt in the news. What was the song? Hey ho, the centerfold. No, that's the Jay Giles Band.
Huey Blewitt.
Huey Blewitt in the news. Huey Blewitt in the news.
Having,
welcome, Top of the Pops, 1992. To kick us off,
Kid Jensen here.
It's Huey Blewitt in the news.
Anyway.
So you wouldn't have any surname? The
just
Giblin.
An ordinary surname. The Giblins. I know Giblins in Ballina. There's a big family of them.
Which is that? Billy Giblin.
I think there's a couple of twins in the family.
That's like Jared Giblin.
Like a family with like I'm not sure. I think they've got like three sets of twins in their house.
What's the great surnames of Mead? O'Briens.
Is it?
O'Briens. Riley's.
Riley's. But Riley's got to Cavan as well.
Riley's. There are tens of thousands of families in all up along there. The Riley's.
Doonan and Noonan.
Doonan and Noonan solicitors. Doonan and Noonan.
Auctioneers.
Doonan and Noonan. Fancy writing a will.
Go to Doonan and Noonan.
Yeah, imagine that. You're watching the snooker. You know those ads that come on during the snooker.
Doonan, Noonan and Googan.
Doonan, Noonan and Googan. Anyone? Oi, problems with the land.
Doonan, Noonan and Googan.
Hello, my name is Derek Noonan from Doonan, Noonan and Googan. We've been working for 44 years in the Trim catchment area. Doonan, Noonan and Googan. It's like Matthew Ormsby, but somebody said Matthew Ormsby Apprentice back in 1952 when they created one of the world's biggest accountancy firms. Somebody said, oh, I think I'll create an accountancy firm called Arthur Anderson. And everyone laughed.
Why?
And they're the more than one of the biggest one in the world. So Doonan, Noonan and Googan could become a colossal in the accounting world.
Yeah.
I have a question for you about directions. And is there, like, I was with the beloved in San Francisco, which I loved. I was shocked and I'm a bit blown away by how much I loved California. And I'm curious about two things. I'm curious about, number one, how, if you, like, it's easy to sell California to somebody. Do you know what I mean? Come over here, blue sky. Mountains and skiing 2 hours that way. Desert and heat an hour and a half that way. Mexico's over there, Canada's over there, Pacific, Hawaii. You know, it's a real easy sell, the warmth of it, the colours of it. How, like, it'd be kind of difficult to sell Ireland to somebody? Like, if you, like, how would you sell Ireland?
But I think people have this image of Ireland. People,
as what?
As castles and rivers and green.
Green.
They do, Tommy.
Damp.
No, they don't. I think they just think of, there are countries where people crave the rain. And they, when they come to Ireland, you know those Yanks that are standing outside the castle in Kinvara? They love the drizzle on them. And they've got the NYPD drizzle little owl
and the
rain
cliffs
jackets.
With moss growing on them.
They love to see greenery.
Damp.
Damp greenery, castles, ivy, pints, chowder, fire.
Radiators.
Fields, stone walls.
Aran jumpers.
Radiators, storage heaters. The people love that.
Irish independence.
Yes. And the
Supermax.
Ham sandwiches.
White pudding, black pudding, sausage, tomato, grilled tomato, beans, toast, soda bread.
When you're away, what do you miss about Ireland? Say you're in Bali or you're in Indonesia the Caribbean or Addis Ababa.
What do I miss?
What do you like?
Ah, the cup of tea.
Is it the people or is it the... It's not the weather. You don't miss the wind.
No, you miss being away from your family. It's different when you're traveling. You miss being away from the family. I don't miss the mist or the rain. If we're traveling again in a few months' time, I won't miss the weather.
I'm selling California to you because of the physicality of it.
Yeah, but to me, California, I wouldn't never live there.
Oh, you would?
No, I wouldn't, Tommy.
The three of us would live in a house in Joshua Tree.
Go on. Okay, now, see, that's better.
Actually,
now,
you'd be out on the beach desert, doing your weights in the morning.
No, but see, he's 100 miles outside the city in a place where hippies have been reveling in psychedelic. Joshua Tree is a psychedelic location. Bands locate there. Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all there.
So what's...
more interesting than being in a city. I prefer to.
You might like La Jolla, down just outside San Diego, and you're fucking.
Don't they say that lovely bit between San Francisco and L.A.? Pebble Beach is along there, but that whole coast.
Malibu,
but even up further, Seattle is interesting.
So how do you sell Ireland then? What's the?
Because Ireland has character. It's got community. It's got.
Here we go. The mayor of Knockmore.
No, sorry, you don't care where you live because you're transient. Like, it doesn't matter where you are. You're not tied to anything. No, me and Hector, we're tied to our community.
We're tied to the land and the guy.
And we're about where we're from, and we're about our community, and we're about our clubs and our culture. And I mean,
is this a podcast or an episode of The Field?
No, but we are.
Well, you wouldn't be in The Field.
I'd be the Yank.
You'd be the Yank.
What do people get
here
when they come here? What are they getting here?
They get something that they all crave. Americans crave it because they don't have it. They
what
have absolutely no connection to anything, Americans. They have no connection.
They have a connection to taco
fries.
They're
all about family and family. But their connection is always outside of America. It's in Ireland or it's in Mexico or it's in fucking some other country. And they're aligned to those places. And they dream of it and they love it. And
I don't think people from California suffer from that at all. I think people from Ohio and Kentucky and... Nebraska, maybe, but people from California know they're living in the Golden State.
You're just there. You were there for
not even two weeks, and now
you're like
California's not always California. Like, yeah, you saw a beautiful sight with, but
surely when you're there, did you miss anything from Ireland? Did you miss anything Irish? Like, first of all, the food. Did you not?
You get anything you want in California. Anything you want? Grapes, tomatoes,
Napa Valley
potatoes,
wine, loads of wine.
Yeah, but Tommy, like,
there's Mexicans, there's punks. There's stoners.
Sure, there's loads of them here.
There's blondies. California's full of everything. It's fantastic.
So what? You'd give it all up and go
there. You'd see that in Ennis on a Saturday.
What?
Ennis on a Saturday is of blondes.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd
give it all up.
Give what up?
Give it all up here and go there, would you?
What is the all that I'm giving up?
Exactly. See, you've no connection to anything.
Woke up this morning and it was grey and miserable and I think I'm fooling myself. I was just, it's like one of them marriages that your parents or friends of your parents
Another
might have
day.
Had. You just wake up and you go, Jesus, I have obligations. Yeah. Ireland is a country full of people under obligation to stay here. People don't really want to stay here. Grey, wet.
Mortgage.
Can't even light a fucking fire now. Imagine that. Turf is against the fucking law.
Yeah,
but there's still
can't even have a joint without getting arrested.
There's still something here that's...
What is it?
Holding us.
Anyway, so my question is about directions. So we were in San Francisco and I was in a cafe, I would say 90 to 95 seconds walk away from the Beloved and the hotel. It was two blocks away. Okay? So my missus came out of the hotel and she says, "Where are you?" And I says, "I'm about 95 seconds away." She says, "How do I get to you?" I said, "Okay, come out of the hotel." And it's already stressful for you, is it?
Yeah. I'm really bad at giving directions. My Beloved thinks that I'm absolutely incapable of giving directions.
So I said to her, I said, "Okay, I'm actually straight in front of you, right? But there's buildings in the way." So I said, "Just go straight across the road and walk for two blocks." And then she complicated it by going straight across the road, as in just like not go to the corner. She was thinking going straight across the road, like walking up against the wall.
Yeah, that's what you said. Crossing.
Yeah, so then I said, no, not straight across.
Go right across the road, like. Just as in go across from where you're standing.
This is even getting complicated.
And you see, this is confusing.
I'm lost. I'm outside the hotel and I'm lost already.
I'm not lost.
So Hector, I'll give you the directions.
No, go on. No, I'm confused now. I've walked out the door of the hotel. To the right of me, there's roads. To the left of me, there's roads. And straight in front of me,
there's roads outside the hotel.
So do I go up to the traffic lights?
There's no traffic lights in America.
There is.
It's all roundabouts. No.
There's no roundabouts there.
Well, you can't walk across the road. Americans don't follow. Just go up a little bit, cross over and go the direction
Ireland
told
is
you.
The only place in the world that's the roundabouts.
Yes, I know that. So I said to her, she said, "Go straight across." And I says, "No, take a right and go down." And then it got confusing because then I said to her, "Then go straight across and walk for two blocks." Now, she then...
Well, I've lost. I can't even hear what you're saying.
Know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah, because go up a bit and down two blocks.
Yeah. So then I got a phone
call. Everything is a grid in America. Everything's a grid. So it's a grid system.
I'd have a full anxiety.
So my wife then, she says, "Okay." So like I said, 95 seconds away from her, right? 7 minutes later, she phoned and she says, "Where are you?" And I says, "Where are you?"
Oh my God.
And she said, I'm at the Hard Rock Cafe," she said, which was about a fucking a mile and a half.
Oh God.
From where I was. And I said to her, "Okay, you wait there and I'll come and get you."
These are the little things that...
But I just wondered, if I was giving you them directions now, Larissa, come out of the hotel, now come straight across two blocks.
No, you see, this my problem is, you're not specific enough, right? You need to say, "Come out of the hotel, go, put your hand out, you're going left." You have to go left when you come out the door of the hotel first.
Yeah, well, right. You have
and
to
then
go right.
Turn right. Or right and then left or whatever. I'm just saying.
It's already confusing.
It's really confusing.
It's so simple, isn't it?
I know it's not confusing.
Look,
I'll say it to you, Hector.
It's a grid system. It's a grid system. America is a straight line or other line.
I'll say it to you.
It's not.
Hector phones me.
Okay, listen. Yeah,
Hector,
where are you, Tommy?
I'm in that cafe we were in 2-3 days ago.
Okay.
It's two blocks straight ahead of you. What'll you have?
I'll have a flat white.
See you in a sec. And he's there.
I'm there before it's on the table.
That's not true.
It's just...
Yvonne is phoning me then.
She's
from my lab.
Where are you?
She's in Seattle. And I dropped her a cup of coffee.
Where is the technology? What did he... Did the missus not take out the phone and see you and go, right, there he's there and go and just Google map?
They're confusing too, Google Maps. I can tell you that
for
nothing.
Is there something just in the way that...
Careful.
Some people's brains are... wired that the directions they're too confusing.
I think so. I think everyone's different. I love landmarks, and if I've passed a coffee shop and we're staying in one area, I'll know exactly how to get back to that. I love landmarks and love corners of buildings, and I know that on the far side of that there's something there. Like if you're two blocks from the hotel, that is literally 100 yards. Literally 200 yards.
See, this is my problem. There's two blocks to the left and there's two blocks to the right. And there's two blocks
ahead of you.
And there's two blocks behind you.
Stop talking and listen.
No.
I'm straight ahead of you, two blocks. Cross the road or go down to the traffic lights and go left. And go for two blocks, I'm on your left.
So two blocks
instead
are two
of
blocks.
Yeah,
I can follow that
eight
now.
8 minutes later, what was it I'm like? At the Hard Rock Cafe 8 miles away.
What was it like when she arrived though?
She wasn't well.
And then it's all stress. And then it's like the man's always right. It's the thing about men and women. It's something.
Careful now. Louisa, careful.
That's what you were going to say.
Careful with this casual misogyny that you sometimes suffer from. This casual, just flippant sexism.
Yeah.
That I think you're... you're drowning in from time to time.
Thanks. Could you help me out, please? But it's, I thought you were going to say, I was in the coffee
shop. It's bad enough that you're dressed like a postman today.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a new one now. A postman. Well, that's a new one. What was I dressed like last week? Oh, I can't remember.
Off duty Vanguard.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Or
primary school teacher on her winter holidays.
That was right.
Anyway.
So I thought you were going to say, when I was in the coffee shop, I asked an American for directions. And they're very literal in America. They like they always spell my name right when they take my name to for a coffee. They know how they spell it as you say it in America, and they give you directions perfectly. But if you asked an Irish person for directions, go down there and turn right at such and such a place. You're like, I didn't even see that place. What place? What are you talking about?
Okay.
So I don't know if it's a man or a woman thing, or if it's that the person that's giving directions isn't capable of giving clear directions. Generally don't think it's
I just
the
think there are details that some brains see how I negotiated that
yes,
particular thing.
Some brains.
There are details that some brains pick up and that some brains don't pick up.
Some people can go on a journey common sense. In Ireland and not look once. Some people can go on a journey in Ireland, not look once out the window or remember anything they've passed.
So common sense.
We've just gone over the bridge and the castle's on the left, and then 4 days later, right, did we pass that castle? Is this the right way?
I have another question for you.
And do you think men have a lot of common sense?
I have another question for you.
Directions. What direction are we really going in if we look?
I have another question for you. How come men get emotional in Alcatraz? Why is that? What is it about Alcatraz? So watch this.
Give us the background of Alcatraz again.
Well, Alcatraz is just it's a prison. A very, very famous prison. But
on
there's
the
something
rock
about, yeah,
in the bay.
Yeah. There's something about being there that makes men. What is it? It just.
Maybe they feel like their lives is Alcatraz.
Well, it's a pretty barren. There's nothing on it. The actual thing itself.
Is it empathy for other men who have just.
Who have spent time on it?
Yeah. There's something strange going on.
You didn't even go to see it, so how do you know men are.
Because my friend went and he said.
He's a man.
And he got very emotional.
And did any woman that you know ever go to
it? Now that's interesting. I was in it. What I found was when you hear the clinking and when you see the little cubicles, the little tiny little prison cells, it's barren, basic, it's rough, it's old school. It's a fairly stark place. I don't know.
Is it full of sad man energy?
It's the walls. You can see you can feel that there's a lot of bad experiences going on there.
And is it a particularly male?
Yeah, it's a hard, cold, iron, clinking rock with a load of steel put in to house men and house bad men.
Now we're talking about prison here, not marriage.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. That's what I was going to say.
When did you get married, John?
That's why men find it difficult, because they feel like Alcatraz represents
it's a caged,
their lives.
It's a caged feeling in Alcatraz. And I don't know. I found
and they can't get off it.
I found it that the little cells.
Without legal representation.
The little cells were. It was pretty fucking. You knew it was like. I don't know when they started, 1910, 1920. It was all through those years where. Yeah, it was just.
But that's sadness. Like that's like going to.
I don't know if I got
going
emotional
to Auschwitz there. Or it's not just men that get emotional about it. In fact, it's impressive. That
I suppose
men
there's
got
emotion
emotional.
In any prison, isn't there? Isn't there emotion
yeah,
in any prison?
Yeah, of course there would be.
Why do you get it?
Anywhere where there's bad memories of like what people were subjected to, and you're hearing what exactly went on.
But there's
on.
Something about men and Alcatraz. There's something about.
It must be to do with their marriage.
Is it because he's seen?
No, it's not. Marriage is brilliant. Love being married, but what is it about men? That they're just, there's something about that prison. Maybe it's all prisons, but there's something about that prison in particular.
And how did it, when he spoke about what did he say, Tommy?
He just said he found himself becoming overwhelmed with a kind of a sadness.
Why?
Because I guess it's because of all the men that were there and that the place.
But sure, they were bad men.
And there were some good men that were put there.
They weren't
really
bad men.
Not every bad man goes to prison.
What's a bad man, Loretta?
But they might have been serial killers.
Yeah, but
one or two of them were serial killers.
They're not all bad men in there. No. There's a few lads who were selling.
And what were they going in for?
Some of you money laundering, or some of the 55 Chinese restaurants that never paid tax.
Yeah,
like they're not all bad men.
Or a fella robbed a bank or something.
Not all evil men. They don't want to do evil stuff. Some men are evil, but they're nice evil.
Victimless crimes.
Yeah.
Victimless
like tax.
So is that what he was crying about? The people that went in there for victimless crimes.
But it's a place that holds. kind
it's
of...
It's a derelict, scary, intimidating building on an island. Of course it's...
You're looking back at the skyline
going,
as well.
Oh God, how did these people have to live here? Like, of course it's going to be sad, like but it's not going to be...
When say in the future if Mountjoy becomes a museum.
Yeah.
People will go in
Kilmainham
there and
will
they say the same thing? Kilmainham Jail brings back memories.
Oh my God,
it?
Imagine you had to stand in a little tiny little shell of a place like this and that's where you had to spend all your days. Like, of course it looks bad.
In old Kilmainham Jail.
Yeah.
I mean, even when I sing that, there's emotion in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
But like, what's the Alcatraz of Ireland, the one below in Cork?
Yeah, Spike Island.
Spike Island.
Have you ever been there?
No, but that wasn't open long enough to hold.
Who went to Spike Island?
And I think it's part of Alcatraz's effect on people, the films that were made about it.
Of course, what you've seen over the
you
years.
Know, the Birdman of Alcatraz and all that jazz and Escape from Alcatraz. And
it's a fairly bleak rock and you're looking back at the skyline of San Fran. Fucking, of course you've got to. I think it's good that he felt emotion in there, that we're not just going, okay, next tour, coming along, here we go.
Yeah.
It's the place, Tommy, the place.
I watched him banged up on Channel 4 last night. Have you seen it?
Banged up abroad?
No, just banged up.
What's banged up about?
Banged up is this experiment they did where they got 30 or 40 ex-prisoners.
Oh, I've fucking seen the clips for you, man, from EastEnders.
Yeah, Sid is in.
Who?
Sid is in it from EastEnders. You know your man?
Yeah.
Sid. Oh, he's in it. He's
in prison.
He's evil.
He's lovely.
I'm only Joe, he's not. He doesn't know where
he is.
He's lovely. So
how did they get people to go into this?
So what it was, they took a prison that had been recently decommissioned. So it's not a prison anymore, but it's all the facilities are still there. So this television company got 25 or 30 ex-prisoners, people who'd served sentences from 18 months to 25 years. And they said, look, we're doing this thing. It's to show people what prison is really
real
like.
Real life.
And we don't, it's not world's toughest prison. It's not that kind of, that kind of a show. It's they take, it's like, I'm a celebrity, get me out here. Except they put them in prison.
Yeah.
And they have to get
looks,
out.
So the clips
look, and it's just all men in an all-male prison.
It's pretty realistic.
Like, the lads are so...
But is it acting?
No, but they're real prisoners.
No, so what the prisoners are told to do is, okay, for the purpose of this experiment, lasts a week. You're back in prison for a week. And we want you to behave like you did in prison.
Right.
So for a lot of them, that's real easy. Just to.
And do you win a prize at the end of
no,
it?
No, no. It's just a social
like a
information
show.
Thing. It's just like an informative show. But Jesus Christ, it is violent. Like one fella, this Tory MP is in prison with this fella who's in a, he's sharing a cell with the fella. Bigger, they'd be like the man in the infinite wardrobe. Like it was a small little cell, and
was the Tory MP also in prison?
Yeah,
you're not, Tommy, Loretta,
you're not listening to what
this
I
is
say.
A, this is a,
I am, but I can't understand.
Okay,
so the Tory MP was in prison for something for
no,
like a
no,
few
Loretta,
months.
No, Loretta, this is a celebrity. These are.
I am.
You said they take people who were in prison and put them back in there.
Leave the hotel, turn right, keep going.
Okay, I'm going
to
explain this.
Yeah.
This is
so
like,
you're saying
this is
they're
like
taking
Big
celebrities
in a prison.
And prisoners.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Real life prisoners, but they finished their sentences.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then they're bringing celebrities in.
Well, celebrities might be a stretch, but people
in the public
eye. And they're saying...
And they're locking them into the cells with them for the week.
For the week. You spend 8 days in prison.
Like they're back in prison with real prisoners.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
In what sense you wouldn't mind watching it?
No, I wouldn't mind going in.
Loretta, you wouldn't last.
I would last.
Not
I bet you
chance,
any money
Loretta.
I'd last a full week in there.
Loretta, you would not.
What are they going to do? Like, they're hardly going to go doing like sex acts on you in the toilet.
That'd be the best of it. That would be the best of it.
Loretta.
So, is there any women or is it all men?
It's all men. It's all, but my
bit
my,
sexist.
My favourite.
What? Talk, take it up
no
with the producers of the show.
Why is there no women in a male prison?
But why is it a male prison? Why can't it be a mixed prison?
Why is there always...
like, there could be two wings.
The world
like.
Is broken, man. We're always arguing. Every time we speak in the world now, there's always an argument about why this and why
I'm just
that.
Wondering why...
It's just the
so
way
no
it is.
So no women are allowed to be on the programme?
Oh, no.
It's just a men's only programme.
There's a woman in charge of the prison and there's two women prison
working
officers.
There. Right, so go on anyway.
So you can't have... prisons have to be segregated.
Well, this, yeah, but for the purposes of the programme, they could have had five cells with men and five cells
with
women.
No, because it's a full male prison.
Okay.
So so part of the reason it's full is for the noise.
Okay.
Part of the reason it's full is for the danger in the yard. part of the reason it's full is for the buildup of testosterone and violence. Okay. And fellas being told, behave the way he did in prison. And fellas going, no problem, man, I did 25 years. I'll show you exact. Because people who've been through that system want people to know what it's like. So they'll say to you, you treat us like animals, we'll behave like animals. Mm-hmm. My feeling after watching it would be, if you treat people with kindness and care and love and attention, you have a better chance of them kind of the penny dropping and going, what am I at? What am I at with my life? Mm-hmm. You know, people respond to love. Whereas I think you treat people mean and keep them in fucking cages.
They
just come out harder and stronger and more violent and more angry than mm-hmm. they were when they were going in. Favourite scene, it's on Channel 4, it's called Banged Up. Favourite scene, Tory MP is in this prison cell with this fella who, oh man, was telling him a story about how he used to kidnap people. What do you mean? He says, yeah, bad people. And your man is going, how do you kidnap them? He says, follow them for a good while, get their movements. Then he says, get their movements. This one fella, I dragged him out of the car, bed him stupid. Then I got him into the car and I bed him stupid, an iron bar around his head so he didn't know where he was. And then I brought him to a forest and I ran over him a few times in the car.
Jesus Christ.
And then I brought him to a canal and I fucked him in. And your man goes, did he drown? He says, no, this fella with a dog found him. Right? So you're talking about hardcore violent people. So they're chatting away and your man is telling him about one time he kidnapped the wrong fella and he bet the shite out of him and he wasn't who he was supposed to have kidnapped at all. But they're yapping away and the Tory MP is just kind of listening, you know. And the Tory MP has severe OCD. He can't, like, he's just not coping well in this male prison. And then your man farts, like the kidnapper farts. And the Tory MP is trying to climb out the window. Like, he's really, really, really not well. He's just not well. And then the fella says, do you want a cigarette? And your man goes, yes, I'd love a cigarette. And your man sits down on the jacks. And the Tory, he sits down at the jacks. And the Tory MP says, what are you doing? And he says, you're not going to have a shit, are you? He says, no, I'm just getting the facts. And he fucking...
He shits the facts.
Out of his hole.
Oh, God. Yeah, oh, man, must have done it twice.
Takes him out of a bag, a little paper bag.
Tory MP goes, they're covered in shit.
And your man, they're covered in crap. And your man is telling him, don't worry about it, man. If you're in prison for 25 years, a little bit of shit.
Just wash it off.
So he brought it over to the sink, cleaned all the crap off it. And washed his hands. And the Tory MP, he's got his back up against the wall. He doesn't want to put he can't breathe. He says, please don't ever do that again. Please don't ever do that again.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
And then it goes to a scene. It goes to a scene where the Tory MP has got a cigarette.
He just take it to this.
He's smelling the cigarette. And then the two of them fucking smoke it.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I've seen
clips. It's an amazing show. It's called Banged Up. It's on Channel 4. Yeah. I heartily. Yeah. Heartily recommend it.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. Oh, gross. I've got a lot of questions about it. Do you think he swallowed those cigarettes?
No, what it is, he put them in some sort of...
plastic bag.
No, do you like a cigar... Do you know the cases? Capsules. The round cigars.
Yeah.
Something like that.
A metal case or something.
Well, whatever it's made, little thing, little kind of sheath.
Oh yeah,
because
I was wondering like...
Pops it up. You wouldn't swallow it, Loretta. You'd pop that back up your anus really quickly and it would stay there, just like
you know they've got mobile phones that they can do that with. They're like really tiny.
Tiny ones.
They're like the car keys.
But it's funny, isn't it, the way that they're pushing the boundary every time with these shows.
Now, if there's ever a female prison, I'm going to go into it.
Well, we'll hold.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
That. Hey, hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. Now, before we get back to the hen house, here's a quick taster of our members-only episodes called 3 Pints, Please. These are chats we have in porter houses, drinking emporiums, great establishments, locals up and down the country, and they're out exclusively every single Monday to members.
And then,
like, we know for a fact you didn't dress yourself this morning. Somebody else dressed.
It's too late now. Not I dress myself.
No, you didn't. Someone with no imagination got a hold of your body. Put your clothes
on.
Oh
yeah, that's rich coming from you. Get lost. I'm not taking any more abuse for my clothes from you. Look at the state of you. You look like you were after you went through a bag on the side of the road and found what was inside.
At least
it.
I don't look like a vanguard on a day off.
Oh Jesus. No, you look like
when vanguard is relaxed.
You have a day off, Maura.
Fuck up.
Excuse me.
Stop, you and you also.
Hope you enjoyed that. To become a member, all you got to do is head over to thlpod.com. It's as simple as that. Now let's go back to a shed down the bottom of a garden in Galway in the west of Ireland.
Would you like to go on to that?
I did a gig in the one in Mountjoy, and so the women's prison in Mountjoy is beside the men's. So the men's have, there's four wings, A, B, C, D. And then there's a place, if you're behaving, your C and D wing are long-term prisoners. A and B are people who are just in for maybe 6 months or 2 years. Very...
Short sentences.
Very
serious,
volatile.
Okay.
Whereas the fellows who are in the long sentences are a bit more resigned to, like, they're in for talking to this fella from Navan, who's in for 18 years for driving a high-ace van full of hash. They're more kind of resigned. But if you behave yourself, I don't even know what that really means, you get moved on to another part of the prison where you can, you get more, it's more rehabilitation than just holding you. But the women's prison, they were all living in little apartments. The Mountjoy is one of these old-fashioned Victorian prisons where there's a centre area. It's like an off the centre area, there are all these, it's like some sort
wings.
Of... wings. But the women's prison was all little apartments.
That's because some of them probably have kids and all in there, you know?
There are no children allowed in.
No, if they're pregnant when they're in there. Like.
Maybe, I don't know, but there were a lot of visible relationships in the women's. So women kind of going out with one another and living together and that type of stuff. A lot more lenient than the men's place now. And you had killers in the women's prison.
And they were still in the apartments.
Absolutely. It was a totally different vibe altogether. So I don't know if you're going to do a woman's one. It would be interesting. And maybe that's going to be series two.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would be interesting. It's easy to imagine the violence in a man's prison. And this place, man, one guy made the mistake. So there's a hierarchy in prisons. So these people, this fella's off Gogglebox, right? And he's a...
Which one is he?
Black guy, dreads.
Oh, yeah.
A bit of
a
boxer. Yeah. Runs a boxing club to try and help people.
Perfect fella, yeah.
Yeah. So Sid Owen, Ricky from EastEnders, his father was a bank robber and his brothers, one is in prison at the minute, I think, and He was the only one of his family who hadn't been sent to jail. So he wanted to go to see what they'd been through. And he, at the end of the second day, he's going, he's in tears, like, he's going, get me out of here. They can be locked up for 23 and a half hours a day. Like, it is, it's punishing. It's big punishment. But I don't, the thing I'm curious about is that the punishment never deters the crime. Whatever, people will tell you, you know, and people will say, well, prison is supposed to be hard. But how come, if prison is so hard, and it is, why do people...
They get institutionalized
into it. Keep coming back and back and back.
To just get used to that lifestyle.
So anyway, this guy, so Sid just wanted to go in and, you know, he's a soft kind of edge to him, soft side to him. He's, a, you know, he's kind of going in with the eyes open and he's kind of going, you know, who do I talk to? And they're all slagging him and... that kind of thing. Your man from Gogglebox goes in and he has a plan. And his plan is no one is going to push me around. His plan is that I'm going to be the light in the dark place.
Must be a macho man in there.
Or something. And that was just a fucking wrong way to go in because there's a hierarchy in the prison and you accept your place in it. You don't walk in there going, I'm Billy Big Balls, because you immediately set yourself up as a target then. So even though this is only a thing for a week,
I can't wait to watch
your
this.
Your man is fried at the end of the first day because fellas are coming up to him going, the fuck do you think you are?
And he thought he was a bit of a hard man. He was fit. He was running clubs, boxing clubs. It's funny.
Imagine, fascinating.
Imagine all the prisons in England are full now. There's actually
They're overfull.
They're at full capacity though. They can't have any more.
The two things there. I was only in prison twice.
For what? What are you in prison for?
I was in prison in Colombia. I told you about that story. Oh, yeah. But the lad who ran the prison in Colombia was not, when we went into this place, or in Bolivia, in La Paz, the lad who ran the prison, the minute we got in through the guards, wasn't the big lad from Colombia with the tattoos or the Bolivian or the Peruvian gangs that were in there. He came down, he looked like Richard Dreyfuss. He had a crumply little white shirt, a pair of chino pants. He was in his 50s. He had a pair of glasses and he was caught for taking 19 tons into New York. He was an accountant and he ran the prison. A small, minute accountant.
But he ran it because...
He ran it because he had the brains to run the prison. So it's not about physical brawn. Do you know what I mean? Even though there was fucking gangs in there and bad gangs.
But how did he get their respect?
He got their respect because he's smarter than them, you see. And he was able to manipulate the guards. And if you had money in that prison, you could build an apartment on the top of yours and you could build another place on top of yours. So it's funny the way brains inside a prison. So you're saying there, the lad who comes in all macho will be fucking cut down in a minute.
Yeah, totally.
The lad who comes in all soft and nice and there's a little bit of, the boys will take a liking to him and he's okay.
Well, no, if they spot your weakness, they will never stop exploiting it.
There you go.
So it's kind of like, it's a strange one. It's, if you go in too hard, they'll break you. And if you go in too soft, they'll break you.
And the second time I was in a prison was in Louisiana in Baton Rouge. And the thing that I'll never forget, we were driving to this one of these state penitentiaries in Louisiana. And the thing I will never forget compared to prisons over here is when you get to the gates of this penitentiary, you're driving through these cotton fields and then all of a sudden you see it in the distance and it's wire and the tower. And then you get to the first gate and then you go to the second gate. And when you get into the thing itself, you can hear the... You know, the gates opening.
Yeah.
And then you see trellis, wire, barbed wire and more barbed wire. And then in the distance, first time I saw it, there was security or cops or guards with us as we were walking towards the boxing club in this penitentiary. I'll never forget. And it's seeing the different colour jumpsuits. They're all in different colour jumpsuits. The green is for these boys who are serial murderers. The yellow are way off down the distance, and then the orange are the paedophile, that whole sex crime area way off in the distance. And every few minutes we would get to another trellis and the trellis would open with barbed wire and we'd be into another area. And I could see lads looking over their shoulders at me just as they're going along doing their little daily chores and they're looking back in the and fucking normal looking dudes. Mm. But you know that they've done some bad stuff. Fucking... Compared to Ireland, you know, like the way...
Bad stuff. There's also this thing in America of three strikes and you're out. So you get three misdemeanors.
It's not easy in America.
And, you know, people are making money out of prisons in America.
Private companies run prisons
so,
in Louisiana.
You know, it's kind of... They need prisoners to keep earning.
But
so
just in the distance, the yellow jumpsuit on those. And who are they over there? Are those... That's those guys. You don't want to go over there. And then it was just... It's a fucking other world. I'm going to watch that now. That sounds good because I've seen the clips
on Channel 4. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless and good luck, and we'll see you next week.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.